Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Hey, just a reminder, everyone, that Dr. Troy Hinkle is going live on our app Wednesday from 6 to 7 p.m. Central to address and answer any questions regarding this series on moral principles. Just open our daily rosary meditations app, and you'll get a notification to click when we go live. The Catholic moral system understands that we have to consider a lot of factors when we look at a particular situation. We got to consider personal motives. We got to consider likely outcomes. And we have to consider the relationships involved, how it affects other people. But the first thing we have to look at is the moral object. That is, the nature of the act in itself, what you are going to do. Because looking at the nature of the action will tell us whether it can be harmonized with the nature of the human person. And the nature of the human being, the human nature that we all have in common, that is the starting point for all Christian morality. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
We all want to believe that we're special. We all want to celebrate that we're unique. And we are. And that's fine. But actually, what's most fundamental about us is that we are all people. We are all human beings. We all have an intellect and will. We all have feelings. We all have complicated biological systems. And we were all made for heaven. In a real sense, that's the most important thing about us. Not how we're different, but how we're the same. And it's that sameness, that common nature, that gives us our basic moral framework. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Now, people often want to bend the rules of morality for their special circumstances. They want to say, listen, my situation is unique, or even I'm unique. Teresa, you've read a lot of Russian literature.
Mm-hmm.
Have you read Crime and Punishment?
No, not yet. It's Dostoevsky, right?
Yeah.
I've read his other book.
Well, in this famous novel, Crime and Punishment, the main character, Raskolnikov, convinces himself that he's special, and so ordinary morality doesn't apply to him. So he murders an old woman for her money, and very quickly his guilt and horror and psychological deterioration kick in, and he realizes that evil has the same destructive effect on him as on everyone else. Sorry for the spoiler, Teresa.
Oh.
Or think of the transgender movement today. These poor people are trying to let the world know that they're special, they're unique, that the normal rules of logic and biology don't apply to them. But the astronomical suicide rate among those who have transitioned shows that, actually, their humanity can't take it. They can't just go around violating the laws of their nature and remain unaffected. No, the first question for morality isn't, how am I different? How are my circumstances unique? The first question is, what are the universal laws that apply to me in virtue of that humanity that I share with everyone else? After I'm clear on being true to those laws, then I can explore my own unique path. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The gospel tells us a story of someone who wanted to be special, who wanted a tailor-made program for his specific situation. A young man came to Jesus and said, "What should I do? What must I do to have eternal life?" And Jesus says, "Keep the commandments. Honor your parents. Don't kill or steal or commit adultery." In other words, you should do what everyone else should do. So Jesus starts with the universal demands of our common humanity. But that wasn't enough for this guy. He wants more. He wants a program designed particularly for him. So he says, "Yeah, I've done all that. What else?" And then Jesus gives him a particular program. He shows that, even though we do have a common human nature, he does have a unique and surprising plan for each and every one of us. And his particular plan for this rich young man is, go sell everything you have, give it to the poor, and then come follow me. Come be one of my apostles. Wow, talk about special. Talk about elite. Jesus, God Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, was offering this young guy a spot in his inner circle. The man wanted a special, unique assignment. He wanted something tailor-made, and well, he got it. But he refused it. He turned Jesus down. Why? Because he was too attached to his wealth and his stuff. In other words, he had the most common problem of them all. Despite imagining himself to be so exceptional, it turned out he was just like everyone else. He was trying to find his identity in achievement measured by wealth, and he was addicted to comfort. And he lost his special call. He walked away from his unique vocation, because he couldn't resist the ordinary urge, he passed up his extraordinary opportunity. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
So many people, especially young people, are trying to find their unique identity. They're trying to build a life based on what makes them special. But the church tells us to focus our lives on what's common to everyone. Do what everybody needs to do. Avoid intrinsic evils. Detach from stuff, from praise, from self-indulgence. Pray and fast and give alms. It's the same basic program for everyone because we're all human. God knows what's unique about you, and He knows how to use it. And if we just follow the basic universal program, we'll be that much more likely to do something really special when God presents us with our opportunity. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So what were you reflecting on, Teresa?
I think this is an interesting one, but I feel like I say that every time. They've all been very interesting to me. I think this is something that happens a lot in music, where people think they're going to be the most original artist. But in doing so, they often ignore everything that is already out there, and they just want to naturally create the most interesting sound. But usually that means they don't understand the genre, they don't understand the instrument, they don't understand music theory, and therefore they end up creating something that's either just bad, but also very similar to everything else that's out there already that's also not great. But it's sort of putting yourself above everything else to say, I don't need that. I don't need to understand anything else.
Yeah.
I'm just naturally going to be better than all of you. But actually what you will find with music in actually quite a beautiful way is that we are so similar. And music is actually very, very objective when it comes to notes, how they sound together, that sort of thing. And we're all going to walk down the same path. So why are you ignoring the help of the people who have come before you that understand it so well and can explain how it all goes together so that you can forge forward? You're just, in trying to carve a new path, you're really just blindly starting over from the very, very beginning when everyone's like, no, come further. We can help you. We can show you the way.
That's such a good analogy. I mean, the best singers were classically trained.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm trying to think of any musicians that I really admire that were like, no, I never really studied it. I really don't understand any music theory. I never had any teachers. There was always some origin, because trying to do it on your own is quite prideful.
Yeah, and we're so blessed to have this, first of all, the revelation that God has given us in Jesus,
mm-hmm.
where he comes to reveal is his design for us, our own design.
He's making it easier.
Yeah, exactly. And on top of that, we have everything from Plato to Aristotle to Augustine to Thomas Aquinas, all the way down to John Paul II. Just as you said, to make it easier for us so that we can go so much further.
Yeah.
But you have to be humble.
Yeah. But I think in trying to be so holy and completely unique that nothing else that has ever existed has ever been like you in any way, is to, at its very core, ignore the fact that you are made in the image of God. And that is an honor.
Yeah. And you'll go a lot further if you will act according to that image rather than trying to make your own image.
Mm. You're already so incredibly unique in that fact.
Yeah.
And if you need to be more unique than that, you might just... Well, I don't want to say delusional, but...
It's delusional.
But and really, it's actually just so... it becomes, in a roundabout way, very mundane.
I was also struck by the title for that book. It is so perfect, Crime and Punishment.
Mm-hmm.
Because crime has its own punishment.
Mm-hmm.
The punishment is built into the crime.
Yeah.
Whether you get caught...
Well, you'll notice that a lot of those Russian writers were very, very direct in their naming. It's war and peace. And people always ask me what it's about. And that's what it's about. The Brothers Karamazov is really just about some brothers. It's just that. I'm sorry, guys.
Well, it struck me because there was Agatha Christie said something profound once. Mm-hmm. Something spiritually profound. In one of her novels, I don't remember which one. Someone was complaining about God punishing us, and she said, oh, no, no, no. God doesn't need to punish us because we're oh so good at punishing ourselves. God just leaves us free, and we commit sin, and then the consequences of our own sin punish us.
Yep.
But we still want to live in this illusion that there will come a moment where we can commit the crime and there won't be any internal punishment.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's that? The purge?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think that's a basic concept where it's just for one night, everyone. There's no legal ramifications for anything you do.
Yeah, we're all secretly longing for a moment where we can just do whatever we want and there's no consequences.
But this is so fitting because really everyone wants the purge, but they want a personal purge where just they get off scot-free. No one else wants to be in the middle of a purge where everyone else can do whatever they want. Yeah. And that's the danger of uniqueness.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. But it's also, this is what the devil does, is he puts before us a temptation that's so seductive and it looks so good. And then we do it and our own crime begins to punish us. And then he turns and starts to punish us for what we've done.
And then we start to punish ourselves.
Yeah.
Because we realize we hate that too.
And then we hate ourselves. Life is so much easier if we would just live according to the way God designed us.
Mm-hmm. I think I actually find that line incredibly inaccurate.
What line?
I can't remember what. It starts a classic novel, but maybe it's Anna Karenina. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's I can't remember, but the gist of it being all happy families are alike and all unhappy families are essentially, it says it very poetically, but they're very unique. They're unhappy in their own unique way. And I don't think that's true.
What do you think is right?
I think families that I know that are truly, truly happy are just wild and interesting. And like, they're all, it's such... It is very crazy to like learn more and more and more about them. The more families I learn about that are truly disordered, they all have the same roots, the same habits. They all hurt each other in the same ways.
Oh, yeah.
It's when we talk about like narcissistic behavior,
I see what you're saying.
You're like narcissists are so similar to each other that they all do the same patterns, the same things over and over and over again.
Yeah. This is why... What's the word I'm looking for here? This is so that holiness is the greatest adventure.
Yeah,
we get the wrong idea that holiness is boring.
I think they're the most holy people are the most surprising people.
That's it.
Oh, you! I can't believe you traveled across the world to help this person. I can't believe you have this crazy company that does this good work for people. I can't believe that you would be so kind to me, but. Truly disordered people, oh, you're stealing money from your children? That makes sense. Oh, you ruined someone's wedding? That makes sense. You're a narcissist. You cheated on your wife. That makes sense. I've heard this story before. Yeah. It gets really dull.
Yeah.
It gets so dull. I don't believe that line in the least bit.
This is such a good
point. I think they're all playing the same exact script every single time, but truly good people are surprising.
And that's the lie of the devil. The good people are boring and only people who commit sin have the exciting life. Mm-hmm. That's the lie.
Yeah. But essentially, if you're just following the natural instinct of your debauchery, you're all going to do the same things because you're following animalistic behaviors and animals are so easy to predict that we know exactly every season they go through in their life. They all mate at the same time. Like, you know exactly what animals are going to do, and that's how you're going to live if you ignore these rules that make us more than animals.
This is the great surprise that those who really pursue holiness will live the greatest adventure.
Mm-hmm.
And then that adventure will continue on forever into heaven. That's such a good point. That's a meditation in itself.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Someone will have to tell me what book that's from, because obviously I haven't read it and I can't not quote it correctly.
I bet someone, one of our, one of the people praying with us, listening, I bet someone out there has read it and can
give me a hand. I've read The Brothers Karamazov, but apparently nothing else.
Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.